The first 100 days are symbolic, but pundits and Sunday's talking heads often point to it as a measuring stick. How does a favorite top elected official measure up in his or her first 100 days in office? It's subjective, of course. Still, 100 days is 100 days. And so it is with former Erie County Controller, now Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz. He did what very few thought was possible last summer, beat a well-heeled Republican incumbent, Chris Collins. Poloncarz' family and close friends urged him to go for the gusto last year, but some in the local political arena expressed misgivings.
Yeah, you're a great guy and you're probably the strongest candidate to run, but no one can beat Chris Collins. We knew that wasn't the case. We just had a feeling, and of course, over time, we had poll data that showed he could be beat.
Fast forward then to January, and while you're at it, scratch the word elect after Erie County Executive. Asked to assess the overall state of Erie County when he took office.
Okay. I guess would be the best way to put it. There are areas that are good. There are other departments that have seen significant problems as a result of cuts over the years and the failure then to be able to deliver services. If it was like a A, B, C, D, E, F, then it would probably be somewhere like a C+, B minus.
The county executive knows every nook and cranny of the Rath Building. After all, he was the county's chief fiscal watchdog for several years before ascending to the 16th floor.
There's truly nothing that I've seen so far that surprised me.
County Executive Poloncarz exudes an aura of unflappability, whether it be in conversation, a formal speech, or on the campaign trail. His even-tempered approach was put to the test in a tough, often testy campaign last summer and fall. He not only survived, he prospered. County financial problems have eased a little so far this year, thanks in no small measure to a growing influx of Canadian shoppers. That certainly helped the county executive. So too has his administration's commitment to improving the quality of life in the community. One example that's been extremely well received is his restoration of funding for the county's rodent control program.
That maybe in the grand scheme of things, when you're talking about job and economic development, may not have a huge impact on getting more jobs to the community, but they do matter. With regards to the quality of life issues, we can fix those, and that's one of the things I'm ensuring that we do during my term.
Mark Poloncarz has surrounded himself with a good team. His deputy county executive and point man for luring Canadian investment to Erie County, Rich Toby, is a prime example. The county executive has also told staff that he and they have made a multi-year commitment to the people of Erie County.
I've told my staff, I said, we've been given a privilege to serve the community. I have a 4-year term, nothing more than that. I'm making no assumptions beyond that. So let's see what we can do over the next 4 years to create a better community, a better county.
Across the street in Old County Hall, the legislature's Republican caucus, to a person, told WBFO whatever successes enjoyed by Poloncarz, at least early on, should be put in perspective. Legislator Ed Rath.
Mark has been the beneficiary of a very strong financial position that he came into with Erie County. We have the highest bond rating in 30 years. We have eliminated a tremendous amount of long-term debt, and the county workforce has been cut by 20%.
Legislator Joseph Lurigo, like his GOP colleagues, has disagreed with Mark Poloncarz on some issues. Still,
he has reached out to the minority caucus and has wanted to meet with us and you know, talk with us on issues and stay in the loop with what we're thinking and what he's thinking.
So, with 100 days under his belt, WBFO asked the Republican caucus to provide a letter grade for Erie County's top elected official, Legislator Rath.
If I were to have to give him a grade for the first 100 days, I think I would give him a B minus.
Legislator John Mills.
I'd give him a B minus because I quite frankly, my personal opinion, he doesn't have the experience for the job just yet.
Legislator Lurigo.
If I had to give Mark Poloncarz a grade, I would agree with the B minus.
Legislator Lynn Dixon.
I just think it's too early to give him a grade.
Meanwhile, Legislator Kevin Hardwick provided some professorial speak in giving us his answer.
We've just barely handed out the syllabus. Certainly he would get an incomplete, and it's not because he hasn't done his work. It's just that the major milestones are not 100 days. It's when he deals with the budget, when he makes some choices concerning allocating the surplus.
As for giving himself a letter grade for his first 100 days as the county's top elected official,
A B plus, A minus, somewhere in that vicinity. There's always things we could have done better, but I believe we pretty much have accomplished what we wanted to do in the first 100 days.
I'm Mark Leitner, WBFO and AM 970 News.